You do not start with a shovel. You start with a risk you cannot see. You stand on land that looks clean, solid, quiet. The water tastes fine. The grass grows. Nothing smells wrong. That is how people get hurt. A well drilled in the wrong place does not fail fast. It fails slowly, quietly, and expensively. A septic system, built without respect for soil and distance, does not announce itself. It poisons water, damages health, and destroys property value before anyone connects the dots. Beginners think rules are paperwork. They are not. They are lines drawn around disease, contamination, and financial collapse. Miss one setback. Ignore one utility line. Skip one test. The consequences do not show up that day. They show up months later, when children get sick, when a lender refuses financing, when inspectors shut the project down cold. This is not about perfection. It is about survival. If you do not understand the ground beneath your feet, the ground will eventually collect its debt. Chapter 1. The ground rules you cannot ignore. You stand on land that looks usable. Grass grows. The surface feels firm. There is nothing obvious telling you no. That silence is dangerous. Wells and septic systems do not forgive assumptions. They operate underground, out of sight, and their failures move slowly until they suddenly become unavoidable. Before you think about building, digging, or connecting anything, you must understand what you are actually dealing with. A private well is not just a hole in the ground that produces water. It is a direct connection to groundwater that can carry bacteria, chemicals, and runoff straight into your body. A septic system is not a tank that makes waste disappear. It is a controlled biological process that depends on soil, space, and time to work safely. Utilities are not lines you can guess at. They are pressurized, energized, or regulated systems that can injure, kill, or bankrupt you if you interfere with them blindly. The first rule is scope. You must know exactly which systems apply to the property. Some land uses municipal water but private septic. Some uses a private well but municipal sewer. Some uses both private. Each combination carries different rules, setbacks, testing requirements, and risks. Beginners often assume a property is simpler than it is. That assumption creates illegal connections, failed inspections, and unsafe living conditions. Distance is not a suggestion. Separation is the foundation of safety. A well must be far enough from a septic tank and drain field to prevent waste from migrating into drinking water. It must also be far enough from surface water, livestock areas, fuel storage, and chemical use zones. A septic drain field must be placed where soil can absorb and treat effluent without saturating or breaking through to groundwater. These distances exist because contamination travels underground in ways you cannot see or smell. Soil decides everything. Not later, not after construction, before. Sandy soil drains fast but may not filter contaminants well. Clay soil holds water and can cause backups and surface breakout. Rocky soil can block proper installation entirely. A shallow water table means waste has less soil to pass through before reaching groundwater. Slope matters because water moves downhill. Effluent follows gravity. If your well is downhill from your drain field, you are already in trouble. Beginners often want measurements first. How deep? How wide? How long? Those numbers mean nothing until soil and water conditions are understood. Digging without that knowledge risks hitting groundwater too shallow, collapsing walls, or creating a system that fails inspection immediately. This is why testing exists. It is not a bureaucratic obstacle. It is a warning system. Permits are not optional paperwork. They are legal proof that a system has been reviewed against public health standards. The most important document beginners fail to request or file is the site evaluation approval. This document ties soil data, setbacks, and system type to the specific parcel of land. Without it, everything you build is provisional at best and illegal at worst. Older properties add another layer of risk. Records may be missing, outdated, or inaccurate. Septic tanks may not be where you think they are. Wells may be abandoned but still open underground. Utility lines may have been rerouted without documentation. You cannot trust surface clues. You must assume that anything unknown is a hazard until proven otherwise. Contamination does not announce itself. You do not smell it in drinking water. You do not always taste it. Illness appears first. Gastrointestinal problems, skin reactions, long-term exposure issues. By the time contamination is confirmed, the source may be difficult to isolate. Fixing it can mean abandoning a well, relocating a drain field, or replacing an entire system. These costs are not cosmetic. They can exceed the value of the structure they serve. Utilities introduce immediate physical danger. Striking a power line can kill. Damaging a gas line can level structures. Breaking a water main can flood excavation and undermine foundations. Even low-voltage communication lines can shut down services and create liability. Guessing is not an option. Every underground system must be identified before any excavation begins. Setbacks also protect you from future problems. Property lines matter. Building too close to a boundary can prevent repairs, upgrades, or legal transfers later. What passes today may fail tomorrow when regulations tighten or when a buyer demands documentation. Systems that barely meet minimums tend to fail first. The pressure beginners feel comes from momentum. Once you own land, you want progress. You want visible work. Wells and septic systems resist that instinct. Their success depends on restraint. Waiting for evaluations, waiting for approvals, waiting for conditions to be right. Rushing turns hidden risks into permanent ones. You must also understand responsibility. When you install private systems, you become the operator. There is no utility company monitoring water quality daily. There is no sewer authority maintaining flow. If something goes wrong, it is your problem legally, financially, and ethically. That responsibility starts before the first hole is dug. The ground rules are simple but unforgiving. Know what systems apply. Respect distance. Let soil and water dictate design. Secure documentation before action. Identify utilities before excavation. Accept that slow planning prevents fast failure. If any one of these rules is skipped, the land will not warn you immediately. It will wait. And when it collects the cost, it will do so without negotiation. Chapter 2, where most people fail. By the time you reach this stage, the danger is not ignorance. It is confidence. You now know the basic rules, the systems involved, and the risks on paper. This is where most beginners start cutting corners, not because they want to break rules, but because pressure builds. Time, money, contractors waiting, permits expiring, weather closing in. This is where bad decisions get locked into the ground. Soil is still the deciding factor, and this is where people lie to themselves. You hear phrases like workable enough or close enough. Soil does not care about optimism. It behaves exactly as it is built to behave. Water moves through it, or it does not. Waste breaks down, or it does not. When soil fails, systems back up, leach out, or contaminate groundwater. Percolation reality matters even if you are not running the test yourself. Slow draining soil leads to saturated drain fields. Fast draining soil allows untreated waste to travel too quickly. Both can fail inspection and both can fail in use. Heavy rain exposes bad soil choices fast. Drought exposes them slower, but just as thoroughly. Beginners often blame the system when the soil was the problem from the start. Setbacks become real when everything competes for space. Wells need distance. Septic tanks need access. Drain fields need room to breathe. Water lines need freeze protection. Power lines need clearance. Gas lines need safety zones. On small parcels, every foot matters. When you shift one element, it pushes pressure onto another. This is where systems end up too close together, too close to boundaries, or too close to surface water. Utility conflicts underground are where guessing turns dangerous. Lines do not always run straight. They dip, curve, and reroute around obstacles. Older installations may not match records. Newer ones may have been added after original surveys. Digging based on assumptions leads to ruptured pipes, severed cables, and emergency responses that stop projects cold. Inspection timing becomes a weapon against you if you are not prepared. Inspectors do not work on your schedule. Miss a window, and trenches may have to stay open. Weather can collapse walls or flood pits. Materials left exposed can shift or degrade. Beginners often rush work to avoid delays and end up creating failures that inspectors cannot ignore. Contamination pathways become obvious only after something goes wrong. During heavy rain, groundwater rises. Effluent spreads wider and faster. During drought, soil cracks and channels form. Waste follows the path of least resistance. If setbacks were minimal or soil marginal, contamination reaches wells faster than expected. This is not theory. This is physics and biology working together. Shortcuts compound. One small deviation does not always cause failure. Multiple deviations almost always do. A tank placed slightly off location, a drain field squeezed tighter than designed, a line trench dug shallower than recommended. Each choice reduces safety margin. When conditions change, those margins disappear. Pressure from cost drives many failures. Proper systems are expensive. Testing costs money. Professional labor costs money. Beginners convince themselves they can save by doing just a little less. Less testing, less distance, less documentation. Those savings vanish the moment a system fails inspection or needs replacement. There are warning signs during planning that signal stop now, soil reports that hedge language, inspectors who hesitate, contractors who promise to make it work without documentation, property layouts that require creative measuring to meet setbacks. When professionals slow down, it is not incompetence. It is caution. Utilities add a layer of legal exposure. Damaging infrastructure can trigger fines, service interruption claims, and mandatory repairs. Even if no one is injured, liability follows the disturbance. You are responsible for what you break, whether you knew it was there or not. Environmental conditions do not negotiate. Flood zones expand. Water tables fluctuate seasonally. What works in dry months may fail in wet ones. Planning that ignores worst-case conditions creates systems that only work sometimes. Sometimes is not acceptable when public health is involved. Beginners also fail by misunderstanding inspection purpose. Inspectors are not there to approve effort. They approve compliance. They do not care how hard you worked or how much you spent. They care whether the system meets code, protects water, and can be maintained safely. Emotional arguments do not move failed systems forward. This stage tests restraint. The correct response to uncertainty is pause, not push. Every time you force progress without answers, you trade short-term momentum for long-term risk. Wells and septic systems punish that trade harshly. You are now standing at a fork. One path respects limits. It delays gratification, but preserves safety. The other path pushes through doubt. It looks faster until it stops everything. If you choose wrong here, the ground will not correct you. It will record your mistake and wait. Chapter 3, Ownership, Maintenance, and When to Walk Away. If you reach this stage, the system is no longer a plan. It is yours. That ownership changes everything. There is no buffer between you and failure. Wells and septic systems do not run on autopilot. They rely on attention, restraint, and early response. Most damage does not come from dramatic collapse. It comes from neglect that feels harmless at first. Daily responsibility begins with awareness. Water quality changes subtly. Pressure drops. Odors appear only occasionally. Drains slow but still work. These are not inconveniences. They are signals. A well that begins to cloud after rain may be drawing surface contamination. A septic system that gurgles under light use is already under stress. Ignoring these signs trains you to accept failure as normal. Seasonal shifts test systems in different ways. Wet seasons raise groundwater and reduce soil absorption. Dry seasons concentrate contaminants and stress pumps and lines. Cold weather introduces freezing risk. Heat accelerates biological activity inside tanks. Ownership means anticipating these cycles, not reacting after damage occurs. Maintenance is not optional upkeep. It is a protective barrier between you and catastrophic failure. Wells require periodic water testing. Pumps and pressure tanks wear out. Seals fail. Septic tanks fill gradually and must be pumped on a schedule appropriate to usage. Drain fields need oxygen and rest. Overloading them shortens their life permanently. The financial cost of ignoring maintenance is steep. Emergency well work costs more than planned service. Septic backups damage structures, soil, and landscaping. Contaminated wells may need treatment systems or abandonment. These expenses arrive without warning and often during the worst possible timing. Health costs are harder to measure, but more serious. Contaminated water exposes households to bacteria, nitrates, and chemicals. Children and the elderly are most vulnerable. Illness may not be traced immediately to water sources, allowing exposure to continue. Ownership carries moral weight as well as legal responsibility. There is a clear boundary between homeowner tasks and licensed professional work. Testing, monitoring, and basic observation belong to you. Repairs involving electrical systems, pressurized lines, or waste handling belong to professionals. Crossing that boundary risks injury, code violations, and voided approvals. Pride has no place here. Replacement is sometimes safer than repair. Systems that were poorly sited or marginal from the beginning rarely improve with patches. A failing drain field cannot be fixed by pumping alone. A contaminated well cannot always be cleaned. Continuing to invest in a bad system wastes money and increases risk. Documentation becomes your protection. Records of permits, tests, inspections, pumping, and repairs matter. They protect resale value. They satisfy lenders and insurers. They establish that you acted responsibly. Without documentation, even a functioning system becomes a liability during property transfer. Resale consequences are often ignored until it is too late. Buyers demand proof. Inspectors flag unknowns. Systems without clear records reduce value or halt transactions. What you fail to document now becomes someone else's reason to walk away later. There are moments when the correct decision is to stop entirely. Soil that fails repeatedly. Water tables too high to protect wells. Parcels too small to meet setbacks without risk. These are not personal failures. They are environmental limits. Walking away preserves health and finances. Knowing when to stop is part of ownership maturity. Not every piece of land should be built on. Not every system can be made safe at a reasonable cost. Accepting that reality prevents worse outcomes. Long-term success comes from respect. Respect for soil, respect for water, respect for rules written in response to real harm. Wells and septic systems are quiet until they are not. When they fail underground, out of sight, and ahead of detection. Ownership means choosing vigilance over convenience, maintenance over neglect, documentation over memory, professionals over improvisation. It also means recognizing when the safest move is to step back and reassess. If you are prepared to carry that responsibility, the systems can serve you reliably for decades. If not, the ground will remind you of what you ignored, and it will do so without mercy.